This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. A female juror was dismissed from overseeing Alex Murdaugh's trial on Thursday morning by Judge Clifton Newman after it was revealed that she may have spoken with three individuals about the case. The judge stated that it was contrary to the instructions given to the jury multiple times a day, and the juror's actions violated this order. The dismissal has brought new challenges to the already controversial trial that has put the fairness and integrity of the proceedings in question. Take a listen.
This morning, we have to deal with the issue involving the removal of a juror. A few days ago, I received a complaint from a member of the public indicating that a juror had engaged in improper conversations with parties not associated with the case. I communicated and provided a copy of the communications to the defense counsel. After court, we then met with the juror on the record, and the juror denied any, denied discussing the case with anyone not on the jury or with anyone on the jury. She provided information that led us to the court to contact the persons that she was suspected of having conversations with concerning the case. Those individuals were interviewed and provided an affidavit regarding the contact that the juror had with them. We then also brought those two individuals in and had a hearing in chambers on the record in the presence of counsel yesterday. In which both of those individuals waffled on the nature and the extent of the contact. They also provided a recorded interview, or the state provided a recorded interview with the jurors, and I reviewed that interview last night. So the juror has had contact or discussions concerning the case with at least three individuals, though it does not appear that the conversations were that extensive. It did involve the juror offering her opinion regarding evidence received up to that point in the trial that the conversation took place. And in order to preserve the integrity of the process and the interests of both the state and the defense in a fair trial, that juror will be removed and replaced by another juror. I will make a part of the record under seal because of maintaining the confidentiality of the identity of the jurors. I will place under seal the recorded interview, affidavits received, and both discussions with counsel have taken place on the record, and all of that will be made a part of the record in the case. And we'll bring the juror out to inform her that her services will no longer be needed. We will then replace her with an alternate juror. Any additional comments by the state or the defense?
Not from the state, Your Honor. We do not accept from your ruling.
Yes, sir.
I've sat through everything you sat through, and it's muddled, but we would defer to your judgment. However, I think it's important for me to note for the record that the interviews of these two people were done by SLED agents, one of whom was named as a witness in this case, and the other who was listed in the notes as being one of the investigating officers. Just to note that, again, SWED has made another bad judgment in this case. I'm not accepting from your ruling.
Yes, sir.
I'm just pointing out that this is just a continuum of a calamity of errors. Thank you.
And the court has not had any discussion with any SLED agents concerning this issue. All the inquiry by the court has been directly with the suspected parties involved and with the juror. And this is a matter that this long trial with the intense publicity is certainly, it would be certainly difficult for any individual to not have some exposure outside of the courtroom to information concerning the case and to also be tempted to engage in discussions with others. But it is improper, it is contrary to my instructions to the jury daily, multiple times per day, and this juror unfortunately violated that order. So if you will bring out juror number 785. Yes. And, sir? He's gone. let's make sure she brings everything with her. She will, I'm sure. Tony. Good morning. Yes, ma'am, up here. In your normal spot's fine. If you just remain standing for me. Good morning. You doing okay today? All right. I have, as you know, we've had some discussions with you over the past couple of days concerning indications of conversations with few folks not on the jury concerning the case and expressing some opinion about the case. I have reviewed everything, including statements given by individuals and recorded interviews, and concluded that despite my order to not discuss the case with anyone, that intentionally or unintentionally you've had some discussions with some folks not on the jury, and which is going to require me to remove you from the jury. You have been a by all accounts great juror and smiled consistently and have seemingly been attentive to the case and performed well, and I'm sure that with all the time you've invested in it, you probably hate not to continue, or maybe you're ready to go, I don't know. But I certainly want to thank you for your service. I'm not suggesting that you intentionally did anything wrong, but that in order to preserve the integrity of the process and in fairness to all the parties involved, we're going to replace you with one of the other jurors. Have you brought everything that you have outside of, you left some stuff in there? What do you have in there?
A dozen eggs.
Say it again?
A dozen eggs.
A dozen eggs.
Yeah, one of the other jurors brought in eggs for everybody. Oh,
okay.
Purse and not water.
All right. Well, you're going to leave the eggs? You want to leave the eggs or take the eggs? You're going to take the eggs. So, Mr. Bailiff, can you retrieve from the jury room her dozen eggs, her purse, and what else? And a bottle of water. You can get those things from the jury room. As you know, the identity of the jurors are confidential, not known to the public, and the reason you are still where you are is that cameras are not allowed to videotape the jurors, and we have operated by juror numbers throughout the process, and we'll continue to do so, and your identity will be kept confidential as far as the court is concerned. And we trust that in the event you decide you want to speak publicly about this case, that you wait until after the case is over. You're not encouraged at all to do so, but you have a right to speak to anyone you want to, if you decide to do so. No, I have not spoken with her today, but no, this is not related to, I know we also had some conversation was brought up concerning your ex-husband, but that's not a part of this consideration at all. This is totally independent of any other conversation that he might have had concerning you. That's not part of the order of the court. So they're going to get your things, and then once you're removed from the jury, you can't go back in the jury room. We'll have to tell them goodbye for you. Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. Ed, you can go. Thank you.
That's the latest that we have for you right there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the case as we have them for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.